Your journey begins. The spiritual guide on 95BFM, thanks to Glengarry Wines.
Indeed, it's that delightful time of the month where we get treated to expensive alcohols that we normally do not fuss
with. And it's about time. Feels like a while since I've been here. Maybe August was a big month.
You skipped one, didn't you?
Last month we did brandies.
Oh, there you go. That's what it was. Yeah. My mind skipped one.
Yeah, maybe it's a big night.
We're doing whiskey, aren't we? We're on whiskey.
So we're on September, and tonight we're going to go into some Irish whiskey. We're not going to be having our usual host, Tonchi. Okay. So he is in Christchurch right now. Tomorrow we have an epic Bordeaux tasting. So he's down there preparing for that. However, he's probably listening in right now. So shout out to Tonchi.
What's up? What's up? We miss you. We miss you.
Don't worry. I phoned a friend to help me out tonight.
We do. Aroha speaking. And Tom is here with a lovely moustache, and he's overdressed, he told us. But looks great.
I really didn't think that you would bring that up.
I do that. That's what I do. That's my thing. Welcome.
Awesome. Yeah. So Tom works at Hancock's. And Tom, you would say that you're quite familiar with the spirit world, aren't you?
I try to be.
Yeah. So we're going to be exploring the great drink produced in Ireland. So Scottish.
Fouled on the first hurdle.
That's so naughty. That's so naughty. I'll take that back. Irish whiskey with an E.
Put them on the table next to each other. What's the key difference between Irish whiskey and the rest of the whiskies?
The spelling. She just gave it away, John.
Yeah, it's purely the spelling. No, I mean the spelling is really just an indicator. But Irish whiskey, I mean, it's made in a different way, and because the water source and the grain are coming from Ireland as opposed to Scotland, you're having obviously the different flavors coming through there. But also Irish whiskey is more often than not triple distilled, whereas Scotch whiskey is twice distilled, and triple still basically means it goes through the still three times. As you know, when it comes out of the still, it is a clear liquid.
Of course, the barrels is where it's at.
So that's where you get your color. But basically, that clear liquid, that base that you're starting with, it's what's going to come through as a much more floral, lighter, easier drinking style whiskey. So basically, what we got here is a good entry point for
I am going to ask a real ignoramus question.
Do it.
Is there much temperature difference between Scotland and Ireland?
Oh, so embarrassing!
Jeez, you're getting... You're getting deep. I have no idea. Okay. Not so much that I think it's going to make a huge amount of difference, no.
There's no one they can just whip out fast because it's slightly warmer kind of thing?
Interestingly, to take a fucking massive tangent, if you're looking at rum and tequila, which is obviously generally coming from the Caribbean and in Mexico, down there you'll see tres años tequilas and things like that, 3 years old. Okay. So basically that, because of that, the warmth, the heat, you're getting much more expansion and contraction in the oak.
So
that is, you're seeing that dynamic aging there. So basically that tres años will be similar to a 12-year-old Scotch whiskey.
That's one way to kind of like speed it. Another way that I heard recently from old mate Thompson,
from
New Zealand, I'm sure you guys know. He was saying smaller barrel, more contact with the liquid, faster brew time.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, John. All right.
Bang on.
So I listen, don't I? Look at that.
Pay attention. I like it. Okay. I like it.
Here with my
whiskey. Are there any flashcards lying around?
Whiskey. What is this one that we've got in our person at the moment?
So yeah, so basically what we got here is a good entry point to Irish whiskey. So yeah, as I said, Irish whiskey is triple distilled. It's made slightly different.
This is good, this one.
Yeah, right? This is Paddy's Irish whiskey.
Old mate Paddy.
The
Paddy with a Y, sure.
You're damn right it is. Yeah, this is this is a cool little whiskey. Most of the
John's
time
going in for a big sniff.
Yeah,
he's actually already got it in like a design for smelling thing. But he wants to smell it from the bottle anyway.
There's always one.
Matured in oak.
Okay.
Yep, that is true. So basically with this one, this is just a good entry point. I mean, most people, if you say Irish whiskey, what's the first brand that comes to your mind?
Me? I'm going to say Jameson.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So this Paddy sort
of
sits...
I'm glad that wasn't Scottish. It would have been real weird for everyone.
So yeah, Jameson's is really, really well... it's really popular throughout the world. Yes. Paddy sort of sits on a similar style and a similar price point.
Okay.
But with this, it's got a little bit more love. Friendly. Bit more love to it. Yeah.
It's really smooth.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
On the nose, it has like a quite lovely like floral note.
It's good. Is this like, and what's the price point on this? Are we still?
$38.99 at your local Glengarry.
See, I would actually reach for a Paddy over a Jameson at this point.
Well, I mean, one of the things.
Jameson, if you're out there.
Well, I mean, we don't like to shit on other brands. But it's
real. It is,
but I mean, like I said, when you first hear Irish whiskey, you think a certain brand. So this is sort of an opportunity to go, hey, there's a lot more going on in Ireland than just Jameson's. Yes, they're doing some pretty amazing things at the moment. They're really branching out, but
I'm still supporting Ireland. That feels good.
Exactamundo. Yeah. Except for this one. So this is actually distilled in Cork. So Jameson's Dublin up in the north. This one's Cork down in the south. So
right.
This is, we're in the country.
Oh, it's a bit of a state of origin.
Yeah. Exactamundo.
Yeah, there we go. There it is. I just wanted to give it up for Exactamundo.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, so the interesting thing with this one is this is aged for a minimum of 7 years. So it's not an age statement whiskey. You won't see that on the on the bottle.
Yeah.
But that's where you're getting that pallet weight.
People love saying this many years kind of thing, with whiskey. Mm. But
absolutely, yeah.
Turns out there's ways around that.
Well, in Ireland, you're not going to see as many age statements.
Okay.
That is through various reasons. You do have a lot of single malt Irish whiskies, but I mean, predominantly you're seeing blended whiskies, and that really just comes back to the point of what it's made out of.
Mm.
So it's in Scotland, generally speaking, well, a single malt has to be made out of a single malted barley made from a single distillery.
You've got to have rules,
isn't it? Yeah, so there's those rules. In Ireland, it's opened up into grains, so you can use corn, rye, wheat, oats, barley, or you can use malted barley as well. So this has a high malt content.
It's
so
super golden, just to look at. If I'm just to hold that up to a light,
it's good. You're doing situation. Like the proper tasting. I like this.
Well, this is
looking
radio.
At the color, nosing it.
It's the color of like a really just a kind of, you need to have a few more drinks of water piss, but it's whiskey. It's not.
Mm.
I would say if this is just me, because I've never had Paddy before. I've drunk not that much Jameson's, but a fair amount to get a gauge on it. I would go for Paddy any day of the week over the top of it.
Mm.
This is like great.
Look, we weren't going to poo-poo other brands too hard out, John.
I'm just saying.
It's
just
more
saying.
About how good the Paddy is, not how good it is rather than something else.
It's a nice alternative.
Yeah, it's good. Right, it's on. Great.
Great. It was good, right?
Yeah, it's really good, man. It's good.
Yeah, good bit of weight to it. But what I like as well is that most people sort of think that when it comes to that sort of Jameson price point whiskey, that it is, you have it with dry and you smash it, and that's really the be all end all. But this is sort of a nice one that you can chuck in a glass.
I'm kind of scared how well that went down. No ice or anything.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
when I was freaking out.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What a way to start.
Did you?
I got a little burn over there.
Do you know?
We're about
to get
educated.
I got some, drop some knowledge on you. Oh, no, it may not help the heartburn. That just may, you may just have poor gut health. chuck it in there, why not? No, but what you can actually do is to like soften the blow of that alcoholic heat is certainly put it with water, but another way to do it is just to hold it in your mouth and sort of, to get a bit wanky here, massage it around your, across your palate.
Assimilate it to the face.
Mouth wank across your palate. Yeah, you can do that too. Whatever it takes to get liquid into your mouth. But basically that way you just start salivating and it sort of dilutes the liquid. Yeah,
I do
yeah.
that. I do that myself. Actually, I think about that. Yeah. I'm like, I need to mellow this whiskey out, and then my glands just go.
Exactamundo.
Next thing, I've just got a nice mix of whiskey.
The heartburn has subsided, but also, like, the other guys drank the rest of my one, so...
That's what friends are for.
Like, if we're going to get to the bottom of this, I might need another one.
Well, we've got another couple on the horizon.
So it's another good way to get rid of the heartburn is just to get your mate to drink it.
You go past the point of no return.
We can't just... We can't
come on, I'll sort you out.
We can't...
What's next? What's the next?
Okay, so in Ireland they had this. I won't wank into too much of the facts, but basically what they did. No, I'm closed. It's good. Mostly.
I can attest that he has pants on.
for now. What they used to do is that before they sort of brought out all these taxes and things when Irish whiskey first came, started getting really popular. I mean, they've been making whiskey since the I think 1400s or thereabouts.
Since tax.
Since they could make alcohol. So if you can distill it, you can drink it. But what they did do is they used to make sort of bootleg Irish whiskey, and I've brought a little bit of that along as well.
Okay.
As a little.
Oh, so is this a moonshine addition. Situation?
Am
I going to see God?
So this is actually a proper product. This is a.
This is like pre the barrel tainting it.
Yeah. So essentially, what this is. So this is Irish moonshine. So it's called Poitin.
It's clear as water, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
There's nothing to it.
Aroha, is this something that you would rate? What do you think of this?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you in a second.
It comes in a cute little bottle.
Right? Jeez.
The bottle is...
So the liquid is clear as water.
Yeah, yeah. But it also comes in like a 400ml bottle?
Yeah, so it's a wee one. Yeah. And that's attributed to the fact that it's...
Just a wee little one.
61% ABV.
Holy... Okay.
So yeah, so it's a hearty one. But what I'm told is that in most Irish bars... they had their own little bottle of moonshine. They weren't allowed to tell people that they had it because they'd get hellishly taxed.
Right.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, it was for the locking.
So what you'll notice is that this is straight
up front. It's very aggressive.
Yeah. So don't chuck your nose straight in there.
But I did.
Well, yeah, do it. Fucking live dangerously.
It's too late though. I've already done it. I don't know what to do now.
But you'll notice it's quite a different note. Like it's almost like sort of milky almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like it's quite different. So this is really good nowadays for cocktails and stuff like that. Right. Really, really good because it's clear, real crisp.
Guys, bit of a personal story here. I was getting my hair cut the other day, and I was talking about like a white spirit, you know, like these like a white whiskey before it goes in.
What were you talking about, John?
No, more importantly, we use the same hairdresser, and you were supposed to call me, and we're supposed to get a haircut together.
What is a great cocktail to make with like one of these spirits, which hasn't gone into the barrel, which has just come out of the still?
I need a haircut.
Flip, that's a good question. I mean, realistically, you can use it in any cocktail. I mean, the fact that it is a clear spirit means that you can kind of mess with it. A fair bit. It's not going to bring too much to the table.
At 60 something percent.
That alcohol, yeah.
Can I possibly run my car on it?
I think it'll have to be slightly higher alcohol than that. But hey, give it a go. Would you? You can take the bottle and chuck it in, see what happens.
Yeah,
let
sure,
me know.
I'll put it in my car.
Should be right. but yeah, I mean, you can do all sorts of things with this. I mean, yeah, it's
actually,
you've got the ability
it's really
just
nice
to mess with it.
To sip, it's actually much more friendly than I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
I'm going to say the opposite. It's really strong.
John, but you're not sipping it. I just had like a tiny sip. Very smooth.
Mandrake's got a really hard out
this
beard
is moonshine,
well.
All right, but it's smooth. It's good.
It is, eh?
Yeah. Also, I was recently in Dublin, and we shouldn't get into the conversation of which type of beers is good in North and the South.
Why is it? Is that kind of a fight, Sitch?
It's just like a long story.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We won't. We'll keep religion out of it for now.
Yeah, cool.
But if you massage it across your palate, you may salivate and thus dilute.
I do that all right, the time without even thinking about it. That's actually really cool. I was wondering if I was doing the wrong thing when I did that, but I'm like, look, if my face is doing something, just let my face do it, eh? You know?
Oh, that's real hectic too. Those are solid pours, Aroha. Well played. No, don't be sorry. Jeez, you guys are finishing it too. Well, that's amazing. Okay, would you be able to tip my one out?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of that is strong facials going down between Big Hungry and I. I might have a cut on my tongue or something though.
I'm glad we do this segment on a Friday.
It's cleaned it right out.
Yes. Well, one last thing about Paddy is... Oh, no, we're doing Slain second. Yeah, yeah. One thing I love about Paddy is that Paddy actually was initially called... What was it called? Where was it? I wrote it down. Sorry, I do have notes. So it was called the Cork Distilling... No, the Cork... it was called something that wasn't Paddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Cork Distillery Company Old Irish Whiskey. But they had this guy called Paddy Flaherty, who they got in as one of their sales reps. And basically his sales technique was rock up to the bar by everyone around and just get shit-faced with everyone in the bar.
Fucking proof in the pudding.
Great, so, right? Yeah. And within 2 years, and what they found is that people started writing, when they ran out of whiskey, they wrote into to the old Cork Irish Whiskey Distilling Company and were asking for Paddy Flaherty's whiskey. And so within about 2 years, I think they'd changed it to Paddy's Irish Whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, good cunt. So now we go on to...
I finished my point in everyone. You guys all tapped out, but I finished mine.
I finished mine.
Well played. I did not finish mine.
It's not a competition, but I finished mine.
I did it for the pleasure.
Nailed it.
Square bottle. There's a square bottle of whiskey going around now.
What's this? So we're going a bit weird. I think you actually have tried this one. I think Tonshi may have shown you this one.
Okay. Oh no, that's alright.
It was a wee while.
But
away,
it was so. Yeah, it was a wee while back.
Yeah. Is that the right one?
Still a very golden. This one's a little bit richer in colour than the Paddy, but it's it goes by the name
Good Spotting.
Slain. So maybe a bit more of a gnarly oak, the barrel, so to speak. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So we got Slain Irish whiskey. So when you guys think Slain, does anything pop up into your mind?
Only that Bane character from the Batman movie, but I don't want to do the voice in front of everyone.
Nothing pops into my mind. I can see Aroha has just taken, is getting the nose right in there. Mm. What sort of notes are you getting?
A little bit of like black cherries, actually.
Black cherries?
Yeah. I don't know. You're big on the sniff, eh? Like, you love it. You would rather just sniff it rather than even sip it.
I don't even have to drink it sometimes.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Well, the nose is an important one. I mean, the ABV is there, so it can carry those aromas.
A lot of the sip time you'll spend on a sipping drink is just smelling. You're smelling more than you're sipping.
We should talk about the glasses that we're using as well. These are like obviously designed to funnel the smell into the nasal situation.
Yes, we are funneling whiskey right now.
Let the record show that Tom's giving it a good stir.
Give it a little bit of a... So the way I... And this works
your
with wine...
Your stir pretty strong.
Well, this works with wine as well. So my rule is basically, so if you don't know how to swirl wine or whiskey, the basic way to start is you get your little glass and you start swirling it while it's sitting on the table, and then you just helicopter it up, and then that's your swirl right there.
Boom. Are you doing from the top or the bottom?
Yeah,
I'm holding it at the bottom here.
Oh yeah, hey, you can hold it wherever you like.
And don't you?
Just grip it tightly. That's all I care about.
I will, Mister.
But yeah, I mean. So this one, Slain, is a.
I've gone in.
I was hoping
that
it's
drier, right? Is that a fair call? Shit, I said the wrong thing.
I was just going to say it's slightly smoky.
Yeah.
Hey, there are no wrong answers, because I'm not fucking with you. Because I mean, if you think about it, your history, your upbringing, I'm pointing at everyone in the studio. Our backgrounds, our histories, our experiences are all completely different.
I like where you take it. You're going with the perspective route.
Well, basically, like, what is when you put your nose into this glass and you go, oh, this smells like. What are you doing? You're thinking back to other smells.
Referencing your life.
Exactly. So. So you're referencing your sense library. So that's basically, what you're going for. So if you smell it, it's there.
I'm feeling that, man. That is a great sentence. I'm totally with you.
Chair.
Would you say that this one is...
Oh, it's the next one.
Would you say...
It's not an awesome.
That this is the fullest tasting out of the bunch?
Well, we've still got one to go after this.
Okay.
It definitely has. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. It is a much more fuller flavor. I mean, the Paddy, it's really good. You can sip it, but mainly you're mixing it.
Okay, the Slain. Are we allowed to talk? Are we allowed to talk about money? Because I'm a young man on a budget.
Let's talk about money.
Okay,
so
what's the Slain go
what
for?
Was it? $59.99.
Oh, easy.
Okay. Yeah, still doable.
So it's not. Yeah. It's not a bad stretch. From
what does it say? Triple cask.
Triple cask.
Yeah. Sigrid has her arms crossed and she's nodding.
So she approves.
As if to say, whiskey.
You good?
I'm pretending that I'm listening, but I'm really just getting.
Right, that's half of what you're doing.
The
whiskey
actually
tasting.
Like really nice. I quite like it. It's quite complex as well with it being triple cask. So you've got the...
So it's been emptied out and poured into another cask.
So you've got three different casks that they put into
blend
one.
Blend it all together.
like trifecta of the whiskey.
Does that mean they make a cask with three different types of wood, or they have three different casks and they put it all together?
Three different separate casks, and then they blend it together afterwards. Right. So they've got the sherry cask, and the virgin oak,
yes indeed,
and the ex-bourbon barrel.
And or seasoned oak,
Just out of curiosity, does Slane release those whiskies individually from those barrels, or do they only mess with the triple mix together?
No, so Slane has one product.
Okay, because Slane
has.
And we're doing it.
Well, Slane was only really established in the last year, so they're very, very new. Cool. Previously, Slane Castle is only known, and this is what I was digging at, but you guys too. Completely fit. Yes, there we go. There we go. It was the bands. They have massive concerts there. So.
Right.
Bob Dylan, U2, Guns N' Roses, they've had massive concerts there. The guy who's like the Earl of the Castle is known as like as the rock and roll aristocrat, because basically he's when you've got to fund your estate, his idea was, well, let's throw some parties. Like, brilliant. You don't see that happening often in the castles, and as you've seen, it's pretty massive. But what they've done with
this is what happens when young bucks come into the whiskey game, eh?
It's great. I mean, he's not a hugely young buck,
young as in like a brand new whiskey maker. Right?
Oh yeah, no, totally. I mean, you're only as young as you feel, right? And this dude is, you know, he's sitting with David Bowie before he goes on stage, and you know. It's
well, that's dead.
Pretty legit.
So that's pretty
like,
old.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's closing it on himself.
R.I.P. old mate, by the way.
But no, I mean, so yeah, with this one, you got the triple casking. So it means you've got three different flavors that are being imparted, because we know now that oak imparts the flavor and color into the whiskey. So with the new oak, you're getting vanilla, you're getting those sort of. Really prominent bourbon flavors, so those really lighter caramel notes.
Yeah, it does have a richness about it.
And you should be getting caramel butterscotch with the seasoned oak, and then sort of red fruits, sherry coming through with the sherry cask. But yeah, it's got a little bit more going on, really.
So
where Paddy's in one cask, this is in three. It's good stuff though, and as you can see, like, it's pretty dynamic bottling too. Like, as opposed to, you know, when you think of an Irish whiskey bottle, you don't think it's an oblong black bottle. So pretty dynamic, pretty funky stuff. But yeah, they're doing good things, and they've only been out I think a year or just a little bit more, but it's they're gunning for the big guys for sure, which is
nice.
Is
gets,
cool.
Gets the thumbs up from Glengarry. Must be all good.
Yeah, it's eight.
Is there one more?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we've got one more.
This one has a cork, so should I do the cork pop?
Oh yeah, let's hear it. Araha with the open here.
Okay. Get it right nice and close.
Oh, yeah. Oh fuck. That was almost Disney.
Oh, that's the reason why we drink
lovely,
whiskey, right?
Lovely. Well, this one's a little bit cloudy, is it? Is that what I'm
You're
catching?
Right, yep.
Mm.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a doozy, actually. I only actually tried this one for the first time on Monday.
Okay.
But these guys are cool. Teeling are...
How does it work? Okay, yeah. Like, being in the industry, when you say I tried it on Monday, what time of the day did you try it?
What time did we try it?
1.
It was, oh, yeah. 1 o'clock.
That's reasonable.
Is it a general thing in the industry to go, okay, it's midday, like that classic, like, don't just sort of do anything before midday, it kind of ruin your day?
No.
Nah.
Okay, sweet.
Because we have people come through at, 9 when we open, or 10. Right.
This on the nose smells quite a lot sharper. Is that, am I imagining this?
Hmm.
Did you say sweet?
Sorry, my mouth was full. So one thing that... the sharpness that you would have noticed...
Maybe I'm going to cleanse my palate with a little bit of Rhinek. Just to cleanse my palate.
The old
you do you.
Rhinek.
How is it? AKA, probably better off not doing that.
How is that as a palate cleanser? Does it work?
Do you know what? It's probably the closest beer to water that we have.
So yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not bad, right?
It's fantastic.
Okay. I don't judge. with the poaching aside, the Slane and the Paddy's were both sitting around 40% ABV.
Okay.
And I believe this bad boy is sitting at 46.
Yeah. Is there a limit where ABV. It is kind of not whiskey in the alcohol sense? Like, how does that work?
I think it's below, with Irish whiskey, it's below 40%.
Okay.
So you can't bottle it below 40%.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, there's probably.
And what about the height? Like how powerful it gets? Is that so, like at a point it's like not whiskey anymore? It's just.
Yes, there is one, and it is above whatever the Poteen was.
Right, because we had that clear stuff that hadn't been oaked, the Poynton.
Poteen.
Oh, sorry, right on. That was like 60-something. That was like 60-something, right? But that hasn't gone into the oak and stuff like that. So that,
no, yeah, that's straight off the still, basically.
But still, in a sense,
but it would have like that would have been watered down. So yeah. I think it comes off the still. Oh, Tonchi's going to kill me if he's listening. 70-something%.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. I don't know.
So this is a bit gruntier because it's a bit younger?
Not younger, no. It's just, so the higher alcohol basically is just carries the aromatics. So when you think about it, your palate is, you know, the aromas that you're getting. As mammals, we have our nose before our throat. So we smell everything that we swallow.
I was actually just thinking this.
Most animals don't have that. So
we
were made for whiskey.
This is much more like really fragrant than the other ones, I'd say that much.
Totally, yeah. So Teeling's wicked because they have a core range where they have a single grain, they have a blended whiskey, and they have a single malt. So they cross all different styles and do it flipping well. But what they also do, they've started doing these special cask finishes, basically the special bottling. So with this one, what they've done is they've matched up with a brewery, Galway Bay Brewery.
Right.
I'm not too familiar with them, but basically they've got a
Irish as well, I guess.
Yes, yeah, Galway they will be. So they've got a stout cask and or a cask that had stout beer in it. And they've chucked this the blended whiskey into that. So they've already made the whiskey. It's good to go into a bottle. But first, we'll chuck it into the stout cask and then get it out.
Did that make it cloudy? What made it cloudy?
Yeah. So if you'll are they all cloudy or do they all have?
Yeah, majority do have a little bit of sediment.
So the sediment basically comes from the barrel.
Right.
It's not going to affect, you know, sediment is not a bad thing. Vintage port has sediment in it and it's
and
some of
the recommendation
stuff
there? Do you move it around before you pour it or do you just let it mellow and then pour it?
I reckon you just let it be.
Just chuck it in,
Yeah. Sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I've just ordered the bottles of whiskey into preference for me.
Oh wow!
I really enjoyed the patty straight off the bat.
It was
super approachable. Yeah.
Kind of a refreshing.
What is that top or is that?
Well, top. I would say you know like a surprise. It's got the surprise factor.
Cool.
And it's also got the price point. But I really enjoyed the Slane as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, you know, like full flavor. Then I've put the Teeling and then I've put the White Spirit or the. Poynton?
No, it's not. It's
a proper. Po-Chin. I like that, though.
Okay, great.
Quite a major factor of the Teeling Stout is when you nose it, it's got like a beautiful chocolate essence, and it's quite... It's actually quite seductive. Like, it's dark chocolate. You got, like, black cherries. Like, I just want to, like, sit in front of the fireplace and
it's
drink
kind
this.
Of a bit more, it's a bit more velvet and mellow, but also really,
like
smelly.
Like, a little bit of coffee. Like, mocha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a bit of a hearty number, that's for sure.
Tell you what, it's the fourth whiskey I've had right now, and it's really whiskey.
All right.
That's in the tasting notes, actually.
So if people want to truck along to Glengarry, they can do. Flagship store down there,
Victoria Park. That's on Wellesley Street.
That's the numero uno. But if you guys were going to go, hey, there's also a couple of other really good ones. Where would you say that people should head? What are the other good Glengarry?
We've got a site on Williamson Ave, Grey Lynn.
Yes.
Ponsonby Road, Jervois, Ellerslie, Parnell. So a lot of central based. Also in Wellington, we have two stores.
Okay.
About three.
And if people are like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. People can approach
definitely.
The staff.
Oh my God, absolutely.
There's always one person in the store that's a fiend on whiskey. So
Well, that would be kind of the fun of your whole game, right? It's like, kind of, it must be a bit of a bummer when people just come in and grab a thing and buy it. It's like,
yeah,
if you're so into it, you'd want to describe and sell and match people to the whiskey that they like.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you guys are there for, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they'll wank on less than I do, so that's a good thing. Like, they're not all mustachioed gentlemen such as myself.
It's an absolute treat to have you guys up here, Aroha and Tom. Thank you very much for coming
thanks
on.
Thanks, Tom, for coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Right on.
Sorry, or Tonchi.
Miss you,
hope it's okay.
No, you didn't.